This is Talking Business. Joining me now is Ashiq Ahmed, who is the CEO and co-founder of Deputy. Welcome, Ashiq. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been watching you on TV for many, many years, and I'm super excited to be here and talking to you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you too, because Deputy is one of Australia's most successful startups and is being talked of as a future unicorn, that is to say a business worth $1 billion. But before we get into that, tell us about the start of the business, because Steve Shelley, your co-founder, had a business, an aviation business called AeroCare. And I think he asked you to help him with rostering, which was driving him crazy. How did that come about?
Oh, it's actually a funny, even funnier story than that. I actually didn't come in to solve the problem of rostering. I just came in to help him collect some employee feedback data. And then I saw how crazy it was in terms of rostering or even collecting times to pay people accurately. And it's something that a pain point that he decided he was going to have to live with forever in his life. And then I said, let me solve that rostering problem for you. And I solved it. And then it was such a success that the business was able to grow 7 times. And that was the story, not just for Steve, but every other business owner.
What were you doing at the time? Were you a technology or software engineer?
I was kind of like an IT contractor. I was going to different companies, helping them with different things, especially things to do with internet and e-commerce. That's what I was doing. But this was kind of a calling.
How did you solve that problem for him?
Well, look, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about getting the right person at the right place at the right for the right job. And it wasn't necessarily hard to solve, but this is a hard problem to solve. And it's a problem that in 5,000 years of human employment, no one has bothered to solve and hasn't decided to take advantage of technology that was taking place around that time either.
So what's the problem exactly? What problem are we solving exactly?
Alan, let me put it this way. And this was a true story I saw in Steve's life playing out, okay? Every single day, at least 20% of your workforce or your colleagues might not be at work, okay? Because, you know, they're sick, some family emergency or something like that. When you're in an hourly paid workforce or shift-based workforce, especially in the world of aviation, when as a manager or a business owner, you get that phone call from an employee saying that, hey, they can't come to work, you basically have 3 options. Number one, you let that position go unfulfilled, okay? So, you know, if you have overage, you can probably do that. Number two is you stop doing what you're doing as a manager to jump in and cover that role. So basically your day is ruined. Number three is you go through your phone, your address book. Back then for Steve, it was a Nokia 8820D. Those who were using phones back then will know what I'm talking about. And go through everybody in his address book, hoping someone's going to say yes. Hey, can you come? Sometimes he will call an employee who's actually at work. And like, I'm already at work. You want me to cover this shift for you? There's always that yes man who says yes. And then one day what happens is that this employee has ended up doing 100 hours and has an injury at work. This is reality. This is the kind of problems that, you know, people just live with. And in Deputy, for example, you can just go to that one person that who has called in sick, even when you're on the phone, and tap calling find replacement. And Deputy will, for example, go find everybody who is not working right now. They're not on vacation. They can work because they haven't said this is their day. They want to have it off. They're not stressed or fatigued, and they're qualified to do that job. And this is something that in one tap, we solve for.
And what will Deputy do? Send him a text message.
Deputy will say that there's this 15 people that are available that can come in, and you can choose all or choose the ones. Send them a notification. Each of those employees will get a push notification on their phone or a SMS or an email, and the first one best dressed picks up the shift, and problem solved. That is.
And so you built that for Steve, right?
That is something that, you know, when it was built for Steve back in the days. And this is just one of 100 different things we were doing. I mean, net result of it is when you free people up from the mundane of shift work or managing workforce thing, like, you know, people can focus on the business. When they focus on the business, they grow their business. Okay, Steve was able to, the day I walked into Steve's business, he had about 200 employees. In 3 years' time, he was able to, you know, have 1,400 people in his business, and business grew. He actually retired halfway through the process himself from the business because it was just kind of on autopilot. And my goal with Deputy was that if I can make a difference on one entrepreneur's life, why couldn't I do that for every other entrepreneur? Because if businesses prosper, they employ more people. More people get employed, more you know, they get to put food on the table for their families. More kids go to college. The socioeconomic impact of making businesses successful in today's world is probably one of the most noble thing that we could do. And I'm privileged that I had the opportunity in my life to do this.
And when did you and Steve decide that this could be a business on its own?
So look, I mean, in 3 to 4 years' time, I realized that I have made all the difference, solve all the problems I can. I wanted to look for my next challenge. I actually wanted to fly to the Valley and probably work for one of the tech giants. And Steve tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, hey, all my colleagues and business, other business owners, they're asking, hey, we're still struggling running that one restaurant or one pub or one hairdresser. How come you have been so successful? What is your secret sauce? And he goes like, this product is my secret sauce. This is my second in charge. Why don't we take it to the world? And I'm like, only if I get to do it 50-50, not your employee. And that's how Deputy got founded. And we called Deputy because it's the second in charge for the business owner. That was about end of 2008.
And so you were the second in charge, but now you're 50-50, or you're worth 50-50 at the start.
Well, I would like to think that by creation or making of this company, everybody has a deputy in this world.
All right, very good. Now, what sort of set you apart, or what got everyone interested, was the fact that you had the largest Series B funding round in history, in Australia's history, of $111 million last year, which was – and how much had you raised – have you raised now? That was because you had a Series A funding round as well.
Yeah, Series A was about $33 million. So altogether will be about $144 million, I think, in Australian dollars. In US dollars, about $106 million, I think, $106 million USD. Now, I mean, look, funding wasn't necessarily a goal. It's just result of good work. And investors want to put in money in the company because it has such tremendous capacity in terms of making an impact in this world. We weren't actually reaching out to investors. It's investors were reaching out to us saying that, hey, you can take it to the rest of the world. Let us help you take it to the rest of the world. This money is the cheap part. I'm more excited about the people, the investors who have been operators in their past life that I've got on my board with me, who is really helping me guide and scale this company.
Can you tell us what the pre-money valuation was in the Series B round?
That's not something I'm sharing on. Valuation is something that we haven't shared publicly.
Okay. And one of your investors is Paul Bassett of Square Peg.
Absolutely. One of the lines that he has said in public that I really have applied to myself is that hunger triumphs experience. I mean, I haven't done this before. This is my first gig, or only gig, I'd like to call it. And it's my hunger, my passion is what will drive success more than my experience of knowing what needs to be done. That's where actually the board and the investors come in. They're great sounding board about, this is what I'm thinking, what do you think? And they can really give me their input about what are the decision metrics I need to go through in deciding my actions.
Explain the business model to us. How does it work? How do you make money?
So it's a software that is available online. Anyone can go to deputy.com or the iTunes or Google Play Store, download Deputy from there, and they can sign up. Any small business owner, large business owner, they can just get on the platform, start using it free of charge, and there's a trial period. At the end of the trial period, you decide to pay for it. Pricing here in Australia starts at $4 per employee per month on an annual basis, or $5 if you're monthly. And basically, that's how we make our money. It's a per employee charge. If your business grows, you pay more. If your business slows down, if it's off season, deactivate the employees in the platform, you can still keep their history. You don't get charged for it. It's a very fair pricing model, which is what actually has allowed us to grow. I mean, we didn't necessarily have any sales and marketing in the company. It's been purely a product-led growth strategy. And this is what has allowed us to acquire customers in 80 different countries, and some of the largest brands in the world has become our customers without us ever having to talk to them.
So that's it. It's $4 per employee per month.
That's right.
That's it.
Yep. And that's the annual pricing if you commit annually, but it's $5 per employee if you're just doing month on month.
Oh, I see. And how can you tell us how many employees are on your system?
Well, I don't want to give the revenue numbers away, but there has been more than 2 million people
we
that have been into the platform.
We can't add up. It's okay. You can tell us, okay. And we won't have a clue.
No, hundreds and thousands of people every single day use Deputy around the world.
Right. And how many countries, how successful have you been overseas?
We have been tremendously successful. Our primary focus has been actually, obviously, Australia, given that we're Australian. But in the United States, we're probably growing faster than anywhere else in the world. And we do have a team in UK and growing really, really well in UK. But other than that, we have 80 different countries that people have gone and started using our product. I mean, one of the best stories I love is there was a backpacker here in Sydney who was using Deputy working in a cafe. He went back home in Ireland, opened up his own coffee shop and started using Deputy from there. And now he has hundreds of employees working for him and never had to speak to him. Right. And that's the kind of growth that I love waking up to.
Do you have competitors?
It's a workforce management, which is the category where Deputy sits at, is a very highly competitive thing, but no one actually has won this race. Like, you know, I mean, if I tell you social media, you'd say, like, you know, Facebook probably has won the war, or search engine, Google has probably won the war. But if it's workforce management, no one has won the war. The reason behind that is it's such a complex problem to solve. Usually, a workforce management is a subset of your customer success. Your workforce management strategy is a subset of your customer success strategy. And every business is kind of unique in how they want to service their customer. So workforce management becomes unique as well. Whereas like something like a payroll or accounting is quite uniform. It doesn't matter which business you go to. So that's why our biggest competitor is actually Excel. Most businesses we go and replace a solution, it's usually Excel. I mean, I know this radio an interview is for Qantas. Qantas is a Deputy customer as well. And in parts of their business where they have started using Deputy, it used to be Excel. Because it's such a complex problem, there's no software solution that existed to do that in a very elegant manner how Deputy does it.
So I'm not sure, I actually don't know quite whether you're saying that there are competitors who do what you do or there are not. Because Excel doesn't do it. I mean, Excel, if you're replacing Excel, I mean, that's fine. But when you go into a company, is there anyone else pitching against you?
Quite often there will be other competitors. Yes, this is and that's why there's investment, because the investors want to back the one that, you know, wins the category. And there are a number of different competitors, but there's no global competitor as such. We have quite a lot of regional specific competitors in different parts of the world. And sometimes they're really, really vertical based. But to give you an example, one of our competitors is called Hot Schedules in the United States, but they only do the restaurant vertical in the United States, nowhere else,
right?
For example.
Mm. Well, congratulations, Ashik. It's fantastic what you've done, and all the best for the future. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. It's great to speak with you.
I've been talking to Ashik Ahmed, who is the CEO and co-founder of Deputy.